Hey, C3 family, it's Friday, and we're wrapping up this short book of Titus, remembering that Titus was a protege or a mentee of Paul, and he wrote this letter. It's three chapters long, but it's one letter that he wrote to Titus. Now, you'll notice that he has final remarks and tells people to tell other people things and greet this person and greet that person, but I just want to focus with you on the first eight verses, and I'm just going to read them to you today and just point out a couple things. He says, "Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities." Boy, that's a hard one for us, isn't it? To be subject to rulers and authorities. "To be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle toward everyone." Now that right there in and of itself is a really hard calling. This is Paul reminding Titus to remind the people of Crete to do these things. But I think there's some things in here we need to think about. It's talking about being subject to the rulers. Now, one thing that I want to clarify about ruling authorities, or in our words, government, is that we are to be subject to the authorities and be obedient. However, not at the expense of condoning or accepting or promoting sin. So just keep that in mind. But he does say, always be gentle and considerate. So I think that it is very important how we approach things with people and institutions with which we disagree. Verse 3, "At one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passion and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us. Not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy." When you read that scripture today, whether you read it on your phone or on your paper Bible, I encourage you to underline or highlight verse 5. He saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. I want to make sure there's not a person who hears this today, and most of you know this, but maybe somebody doesn't, that we, if we accept Jesus, we are justified. We are found holy by His grace, grace that He extends for us and to us, that we might become heirs. Now think about being an heir. You think about being an heir to someone. That is receiving quite an inheritance. There is no better gift, no bigger inheritance that anyone could ever receive than this hope of eternal life that he talks about in verse 7. Then he says, "This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone." So I believe that in chapter 3 of Titus, we are reminded a couple different times that we are to be loving, that we are to recognize that we have been given the gift of grace. Grace being given something we don't deserve, and mercy not being given something that we do deserve. And that's the God that we follow. Have a great day, and I'll be back with you as we start a new book. It looks like we're starting 1 Peter on Monday. I'll be back with you on Monday.